previous studies have shown that bilingualism seems to favor the development of heightened mental skills. The new research provides evidence of that cognitive advantage among older bilingual adults. According to lead author Brian Gold, a neuroscientist at the University of Kentucky College of Medicine.
What is the functional basis of this advantage? Is it because they activate different parts of their brain that are typically used for doing cognitive control tasks? Or is it because they use their brain more efficiently?
Subjects were instructed to sort colors and shapes in a series of simple cognitive exercises. Gold and colleagues used a brain imaging technique to compare how well three groups, bilingual seniors, monolingual seniors, and younger adults, switched among these mental tasks. Results showed different patterns of brain activity in the frontal part of the brain associated with the tasks.
We found that seniors who are bilingual are able to activate their brain with a magnitude closer to young subjects. So they don't need to expend as much effort, and yet they still outperform their monolingual peers, suggesting they use their brain more efficiently.
Gold says knowing a second language made no difference for the young adults who outperformed both older groups. He adds the older bilinguals appear to have built up a kind of cognitive reserve from their lifetime of enhanced mental activity. He says his research confirms a previous study on bilingualism among Alzheimer's patients. That study showed that bilinguals developed more atrophy from the brain-wasting disease, but that they were able to function at the same cognitive level as patients with less atrophy.
Suggesting, you know, the fact that they're at the same cognitive level, they're somehow, their bilingualism is helping them to compensate for that more brain atrophy. This finding that we have is consistent with that, because it basically says that bilinguals as seniors are able to do more with less.
Gold says the study confirms bilingualism can play a functional protective role in the brain. Gold says his next step is to explore whether learning a second language or immigrating to another country as an adult can provide some of the same mental advantages as lifelong bilingualism. The study is published in the Journal of Neuroscience. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.